Hi guys, welcome back to Girl Class, a guide on making a life through faith and doing. This is going to be our last and final episode of this season, concluding everything that we've been talking about and really sort of finalizing, concluding my opinion on what it means to make a life. And our next season is going to be comparing and contrasting people's opinions on making a life versus making a living, because there are definitely pros and cons to both approaches. And so we're going to hear from people who are on either side of the aisle with this whole process. And I'm going to share my choice, which is to make a life, and why I chose that after sort of trying to create my own form of living. This poem written by C.S. Lewis really kind of sums it all up, so I'm going to read it to you and then break it down and conclude. So it starts off, "I would rather be what God chose to make me than the most glorious creature that I could think of. For to have been born in God's thought and then made by God is the dearest, grandest, and most precious thing in all thinking." C.S. Lewis is the genius who wrote Chronicles of Narnia. He is a poet, an intellectual, philosopher. Maybe philosopher is, I don't know that that's in his bio, but he was a magnificent writer, one of the greatest, in my opinion. And so he, interestingly enough, really sort of wrestled with his faith early in his life. And in college, I'd say I kind of had the same experience. And then when I moved to New York City, I carried that whole college perspective with me and tried to really control and create my own version of happiness and success. And so this really stands out to me, his last line in the first stanza. "I would rather be what God chose to make me than the most glorious creature that I could think of." So I think we all can relate to that, right? Like, we have this idea of what perfect would look like, or what successful would look like, or what happiness would look like for your life and your future. And so I think we do, all in our own ways. I mean, I'm not speaking for you, but I am speaking for myself, that I have so painfully tried to control that narrative and development, only to find how incomplete I was, imperfect I was at doing it. And so thus led me to my faith. And so then, you know, to go on to the second, "For to have been born in God's thought." I mean, how crazy cool is that? That God thought about us and thus made and created us. So to me, that says, okay, if this God made me, then he made me with a purpose in mind, right? He made me with a design and with a plan for something bigger, better, greater. You know, part of why I think we try and control the creature that we could think of, is because we have this deep, deep God-given desire and attribute that says you're special. You're supposed to make something of yourself. And I think how we get there often gets a little crisscrossed and confused because there's so many voices vying for our attention. There's so many distractions. But the one voice to me that has worked has been really leaning into the voice of the one who created me, and that is the voice of God. And that has shifted everything for me. So when I decided to quit my job, as I mentioned early on in the podcast, and sort of like just pull back completely, brainstorm, figure out what it was I was supposed to do with my life, I really did start to have a conversation with God, as I, you know, that I think, now that I think about it, it was in prayer, it was in conversations with other people that were fundamentally and truthfully coming from a place of faith and character, and had that same perspective. Your sources are so important. And as I try and really create a balance and a routine in my life, I have to constantly go back to my sources. Like, where am I getting my information from? Who is influencing the most? Is social media influencing me the most? Are certain people influencing the most? Are certain songs influencing me the most? I mean, we have so many things just like coming from every which angle, and it's a lot, and it requires a constant refresh. And so the last stanza is, the dearest, grandest, and most precious thing in all thinking. C.S. Lewis is crazy to me because he chooses, you know, the best writers are the ones that can choose the perfect word, right? And every word he chose in this tiny little short little piece, every single word is so intentional and simple, but yet profound. The most precious thing in all of thinking. So in any possible thought possible, all like that being considered, the most important was that God made him. He made you, he made me. And he thought it first. And it's the craziest thing we could ever think of. Craziest, craziest. And so like when I point to making a life versus making a living, I think of climbing versus calling. And everybody has their own journey. I believe with my whole heart that there are so many different seasons in our life that lead us to different things, different chapters that bring us to, you know, various projects and work and things that we're supposed to be a part of. So you're never, in every moment, I think it's important in every moment to understand that and seek to be right where God has you, and that he's constantly refining you and equipping you for that next season and that next project. So don't get discouraged if you feel like you're in a job or at a school or in a relationship that you don't really find right, because God has a reason for it, and he has a season for something else, and he's using this to refine you. And I fully believe that with all of my heart. But to that point, you know, some of us were called to be engineers. Some of us are called to speak. Some of us are called to design flowers that go before churches and weddings and banquets and dinner parties. And some of us are supposed to work behind the scenes and set up beautiful equipment that makes a concert happen. I mean, there's so many things, right, that we all can be called to do. I think climbing is, to me, living out someone else's dream and not living out what your dream is supposed to be. So for instance, I was climbing this fashion social ladder because I thought I was supposed to be a fashion designer. But when I stepped back and started to listen to the real sources that were supposed to feed me, that was not really my call. That was a climb. So the difference between the climb and the call is not necessarily what you're doing, whether it's like something of service or, you know, something that appears a bit more, selfless than something else. That's not the differentiator. The differentiator is if you are in line and in step with who you were created to be. Now, if you are in that space and in that place, you are living out your call. If you are spinning your wheels, miserable, unhappy, completely unmotivated, and you don't know why, it's probably because you're not in step with your call, but you're on a climb. And the climb is what it sounds like. It is a constant battle. And that's not how God intended for us to live, because he created us with a design and a plan. And it's beautiful and exciting and scary and overwhelming, but it is the only way, in my opinion, to soul rest, to peace, to extraordinary outcomes. And it's an invitation for every single one of us. So I would encourage you to really think about, A, what season you're in, what amazing things can be that God is maybe doing in your life right now, and then through that season, what your next call might be. And that concludes our season one. I will be back soon. Talk to you guys later.